Exactly 160 years ago today, on December the 8th, 1854, in a very crowded St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, Blessed Pope Pius IX proclaimed infallibly the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. Here is the decree of Blessed Pope Pius IX. We declare, pronounce, and define the doctrine which holds that the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, in the first instance of her conception, was preserved free from all stain of original sin by a singular grace and privilege granted by Almighty God in view of the merits of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the human race. This doctrine is revealed by God and therefore is to be believed firmly and constantly by all the faithful. So in that decree, we learn several very important things. First of all, on today's solemnity, we celebrate Mary's Immaculate Conception, the day when Mary was conceived without sin from the first moment of her existence in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. We learn that the Immaculate Conception of Mary is a one-of-a-kind grace. It's a special gift that Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, gave only to his dear mother, Mary. And finally, the Immaculate Conception is a truth revealed by God. And because God himself tells us about Mary's perfect beginning in the womb, we must believe it with divine faith. But something very important happened exactly 24 years before Blessed Pope Pius IX made this infallible proclamation. I call it a divine foreshadowing. On November the 27th in the year 1830, in the chapel of the Daughters of Charity on Rue de Bac, which is the street in Paris, our Blessed Mother appeared to a consecrated religious sister by the name of St. Catherine Laboure. St. Catherine Laboure said that the Blessed Mother appeared radiant as the sunrise in all her perfect beauty. And in this image, in this vision of Mary, St. Catherine of Laboure saw Mary standing on the world, on the globe, and she's crushing the head of a snake, as was predicted in the first reading that we heard today from Genesis, that there would be a woman who would come along who would crush the head of our enemy. So Mary's standing on the globe, crushing the head of the snake, and her hands are open. And there are rays coming out of her hands. And Mary said that these are symbolic of the graces she would bestow upon those who ask for them. And then around Mary's head were the words in French, but we translate into English, O Mary, conceive without sin. Pray for us who have recourse to thee. You know, my saintly grandmother taught me to pray the Most Holy Rosary, God rest her soul. And at the end of the rosary, she would always say, O Mary, conceive without sin. And we always had to know the response, which is, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And here, can you believe it? 24 years before the infallible proclamation, Mary herself revealed to St. Catherine Laboure her profound identity. She is the Immaculate Conception. There's no doubt from Mary here. She's the one who is conceived in the womb of her mother, St. Anne, without any sin. It's Mary who encourages us to pray to her using this title, not Mary, Mother of God, not Mary, Queen of Angels, not Mary, Help of Christians, but Immaculate Mary. O Mary, conceive without sin. Pray for us who have recourse to thee. What does it mean to have recourse? To use someone as a source of help in a difficult situation. If you have recourse to someone, that person is a source of help in a difficult situation. In the 1830s in France, there were many difficult situations. And even now, in our times, in the United States, there are some difficult situations, but we don't lose hope. We have a heavenly recourse, the patroness of the United States of America, the Immaculate Conception. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Our Blessed Mother told St. Catherine Laboure in 1830, she said, have a medal struck on this model based on the image that you see. And the persons who will wear this medal with confidence will receive great graces. This medal is officially called the Medal of the Immaculate Conception. I have a little medal with me tonight. Maybe you've seen this Medal of the Immaculate Conception before. Most people call it the Miraculous Medal because of the powerful help they've received through our Immaculate Mother's intercession. This particular Miraculous Medal is very dear to my heart. It's not made out of the finest materials. It's not made out of sterling silver or pure silver. But this is the Miraculous Medal that Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta placed in my very hands. She had all kinds of these medals. Every person she saw, she gave this Miraculous Medal to, and she'd squeeze it into your hands. She knew of the power of Mary's immaculate intercession. When St. Catherine Laboure had our Blessed Mother appear to her, just like on the Miraculous Medal, she noticed, Catherine Laboure noticed, that some of the rays coming out of Mary's hands were dark. And so St. Catherine Laboure said, Blessed Mother, why are some of the rays and the graces coming out of your hands dark? And Mary said, well, these are the graces that God wants to give, but nobody asks for. These are the graces God wants to give, but nobody asks for. Let's be bold today on this Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Let's be bold, humbly bold, in asking for all the graces that God wants to give us through the hands of our Immaculate Mother, even the grace of living our lives free from sin. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.